very kind to me, and I didn't feel any sense of frustration because of opposition.
So therefore you never felt inadequate or anything?
No. And I remember Harold Bragdon was in the House of Representatives before I was, Harold's from Perham. And he always went along with me, although I wondered if sometimes he liked he was always with me on my bills. He always helped me. And Harold Stewart was there the latter part of my service in the House. Or maybe it was in the Senate, maybe it was when I was in the Senate that he was in the House. I guess it was. And Perrin Edmonds was in the Senate when I was. Perrin's from Fort Fairfield, perhaps you know.
The name is familiar.
Well, he died a year or two ago. He was a brilliant man. He could easily have been governor and have done a wonderful job.
He never was interested
to... I don't know why he didn't try it, but I don't know that he ever tried it. Maybe he wasn't interested. He was in the Senate when I was, sat beside me for a while in the Senate. Because you see, the people from one county sat in a body. He and, I've forgotten who the third one was.
Did you serve under two or three governors?
What would it be? I served for 12 years, I mean.
Who were the governors?
Wait a minute now.
Reed?
John Reed was one. I can't think who the other governors were. Remember Bob Haskell served, I think it was 4 or 5 days.
In between.
Yes.
Something. Now.
Well, I entered the legislature when Ed Muskie was governor.
And he was a Democrat.
He was a Democrat, and everything he was for, I was against. Just because there were things I didn't approve of.
Were you in the Senate when the first sales tax was, wasn't that under Governor Reed?
I can't remember about that.
Because it seems to me, jokingly, we used to call it Governor Reed's tax, and it was, what was it, 1% when it first came out or something.
No, I don't remember.
But you don't remember the issue?
No. Evidently, it was a minor one with me, although it should have been a major one, I suppose.
You don't remember any, do you remember any specific things that Mr. Muskie was for that you were against? Yeah. Or just the whole ideology?
His whole program was the opposite of what I believed. And I can't be specific, but I remember that anything he was for, I was against.
You consider yourself a conservative Republican, Mrs. Christie?
Yes, and he was a liberal Democrat. So you can see that we were just as far apart as we could be.
Poles apart, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard a lot of talk, and I'm sure you have too, that some of the younger women now feel that their ideas aren't, their ideas and their thoughts and their stands are not taken seriously because they're women. Now, you didn't feel that way, apparently.
No, I didn't feel that way. I never had any feeling that there was any opposition to me because I was a woman.
Now, do you think this is a legitimate complaint on these? Have you ever heard this?
Yes, I have. I think this women's lib business is probably harmful to their cause rather than helpful. I think they're sticking out their necks a little too far.
Do you feel that women have used their vote effectively? Because women should be over 50%. Because there are more of us than there are of men.
Yes.
Do you think women use their vote effectively?
I'm not, I'm not prepared to say. I really feel that they have not been quite as positive in their voting as they should be. That is, a great many women have not.
Do you think that, and apparently I would say from that statement that you could, that they could have strength, though, as a group?
I'm sure they could, if they were willing to go out for it, the way I went out against liquor.
Yeah, well, you believed in something.
Yes. When you believe strongly enough in something, I think you can have a powerful influence.
It strikes me that you are a rather rare individual in this, because you do believe very strongly in temperance, and you believe in fighting for it. Do you think that most women, I don't know exactly how I want to say this, do you think that most women don't have that inner strength that it takes to go, that they don't feel that deeply, that they don't think that deeply, perhaps?
I think they perhaps don't have the conviction that I had. Of course, I was brought up by a strongly temperance man, a man who had boiling water thrown at him when he went to arrest the people for selling liquor.
Why did your father, was he some sort of a town constable? Or?
Yes, he was.
We didn't mention that. He was the town.
That was in Ashland.
From Ashland. Mm-hmm. And he did go to arrest people. Was there a town jail, or what was the penalty?
No, there wasn't any town jail, and I don't remember what they did to those people that they arrested. But
now, were they arrested also, let's get into this a little bit, because this is rather interesting. Were they arrested for possession of liquor? Or
well,
were they arrested for drinking
possession
it?
Possession and sale, I think.
And sale.
Yes.
What about people buying? Were they arrested for being drunk?
I'm not sure, because you see, I was quite young then.
I'm just curious.
I was quite young then, but I know that Dad went down into what we called Frenchville. There was a section that was almost all French up in the Ashland area. And he used to go down there, and as I say, they'd throw hot water at him, because he'd try to arrest them for selling liquor or having it in their possession.
I would also like to ask you, what is your opinion of the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment? How do you feel about it? If you were in the state legislature, let's do a suppose, if it's all right with you, what would you have done? Would you have voted for it or against it?
I'm not quite sure how I vote, but I do feel this, that women will get all the rights they deserve. If they do the right thing and take the right position, I think they'd get what they deserve.
What do you consider the right position?
Well, to stand strongly for the things in which you believe.
Do you have any firm feeling about working mothers or that type of thing?
No, I don't. I feel that conditions perhaps determine what a woman should do. There are conditions under which she would have to work, and I think if she is able to stay at home with her children, that is her place, as long as her children need her.
What do you feel, how do you feel about the Supreme Court decision on abortion?
I've been thinking about that. I feel that the only justification for abortion is the health of the mother, or the welfare of the child, one of the two. I feel that there should not be abortion just for the sake of getting rid of the responsibility of a child.
Now, what would you consider the welfare of the child, Mrs. Christie?
Well, perhaps the child could be taken and saved alive, whereas if it were allowed a natural birth, it would die.
Okay. Do you think that the proliferation of birth control information is a better approach to controlling overpopulation? Or don't you think world population is a concern?
That's a big question. I hardly know what to say. I feel that women and their husbands should work things out together and not, what shall I say, and not resort to abortion just for the sake of avoiding children.
But do you think that birth control information should be, you know, like in the high schools, for instance, so that these young people are prepared?
I'm not sure that I do. I'm afraid that it would be abused. I don't know. I'm a little uncertain about that, but I'm afraid it might be abused.
That is the end of tape number 878.1. The March 11th, 1975 interview with Augusta Christie will be continued on tape number 878.2.